This conference is being recorded.
Okay, we are set to go. Hallelujah. And I hope you enjoyed the music we started out with. I'm going to start us with something else that I think you like.
You are great in all your wonders.
Prophet words.
Thank you.
all enjoyed that. I enjoyed that immensely. I hope it came through with some clarity. I promise you we're going to get better with our electronics, but I just enjoyed that so much, and God gave me that yesterday. I want you to understand, every day he tells me what to do for the service. I don't sit up and think, okay, what should I do? How should I do this? I'm not putting anybody down. I know that's how most pastors do it. I don't do that. They sit before God and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and get all anxious and worried about the fact that they don't have the word. But see, God has trained me. He gives me the word, and he tells me what to do because he runs it. He runs it in me. Hallelujah. And so he tells me what to do so I don't have to get anxious. I don't have to get worried. I don't have to think I'm not going to know what to tell the people. I don't have to worry about that because the Holy One says he puts the word on my tongue, and he'll put the word on your tongue if you let him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we are in our sixth day of praise. Of the 7 days of praise, we are in the sixth day. And I encourage you, you know, you've got your phone on mute. You know, if you can, if you're in a place where you can do that, you know, get up and just walk around and get excited about what God has done. Not what he's going to do. Get excited about what God has done. You know, shout it out, yell it out. You know, I know it's early in the morning, but he loves it. He loves it when we do this. And I'm just so grateful because now, you know, my mother, she is on the prayer, the praise line with us. And so I can get up and shout and play the music, and it won't disturb her because she's right in that place with me. If you're in your households and your people, everybody else is asleep, encourage them to listen to this praise with you. We've got today. Wake them up right now. We've got today and tomorrow to praise Jesus. And this, I'm going to tell you, this is a golden opportunity. I'm not sure. I have no idea what the Holy Ghost is doing, but I promise you, he is rewarding us as we get up, as we sacrifice our sleep and, you know, our time. Many of us are getting ready for work or whatever we're doing in the early morning hours as we prepare and come before his throne to praise him. You know, the word says that they will praise me from the rising of the sun. The sun's not up yet, is it? No, it's not for most of us wherever we are and in the United States. And so the sun is not up yet, but the Bible says we'll praise him. Isn't that wonderful? See, the Bible tells us what we're supposed to be doing, but the Holy Ghost has to make it real for us. He has to make it real for us. And so he says that we praise Jesus from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name shall be praised. And that even is like from one land to another, from where the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. His name shall be praised. And we are leading that vanguard in these 7 days of praise. We are leading the people. We're standing in the gap for the whole world. That's what my ministry does. We don't just pray for ourselves. We don't just pray for the people that we know. We don't just pray for our local churches that we're connected with, because certainly people who stand with me are under pastors and different even denominations that belong to Christ. But we praise God and pray for the world, all over the world. I've had that assignment now for, I know, over 4 or 5 years, fasting on Tuesdays for the world. I want to encourage you all, even if you're feeling the Holy Ghost tug on your heart, to join us in the fast on Tuesdays from 12 midnight Monday to 7 p.m. to come and do that with us, because do you not understand that your provision also comes through your assignment? Do you understand that the assignments that you have for God have your provision in it? We praise him for that, even that today. See, that's why you shouldn't have to worry about this bill or that bill or this thing or that thing, because if you're doing your assignments for God, your provision is in your assignments. And so our assignment, one of them, is to stand in the gap for the world. And the provision for me and this ministry, the ministry of the people, as well as the vision that God has given us, is the provision is in the assignment. And as we do, praise God, as we do our assignments for God, we receive our provision. Hallelujah. We praise you for that today, God. So I do my best. I'm not perfect. I don't do it. I wish I could tell you that I don't make mistakes, but, you know, that wouldn't be realistic because the only person that's not making mistakes is Jesus. The only person that's not making mistakes is the Holy Spirit. And the Lord says that he perfects us day by day. So I expect to make mistakes until I leave this earth. But I glorify God because he catches me in my mistakes. He catches me in my sin. He catches me in my rebelliousness and in my disobedience and in the hardness of my heart and in my anger and in my rage and in my misunderstanding and in my unforgiving things that I don't forgive about. He catches me and he works with me and he works with me and he works with me. And I praise him for that. He works with me. Jehovah, you work with me. Hallelujah. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we give you the glory today because we couldn't do this praise without you. I have to stay before you. I have to say, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me to be at my post. Help me to help these people. Help me to lead them in the praise. Help me, help me. Because the flesh just wants to lay down and be weary. The flesh just wants to say, oh, well, I'll do it tomorrow. The flesh just wants to give up. But we can't give up. We are not poo butts. We don't give up. We are fighters. We are warriors. We push against the flesh. We push past those things in us that wants to lay down and say, oh, well, I guess I missed it this time. We push past. We repent of the ways that you never gave us to do, and we pick ourselves up. If you've fallen or if you haven't fallen, if you're just stumbling, we right ourselves with the word and the strength of God and we go forward. Hallelujah. And we don't sit up and dwell on our past mistakes because there's a trap of the devil in that. We glorify God for he is worthy and he loves us and he helps us to go forward. And we don't sit up and cry about our past mistakes. We don't sit up and make excuses. When you're wrong, you're wrong. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And it strengthens us. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might when we can say we're wrong. We are strong in the Lord in the power of his might when we can acknowledge that we have messed up. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might when we can say, not my will, God, but thy will be done. And I was trying to do my will. Hallelujah. So we give you praise today, Holy One. We praise you with song and we praise you with the words, for you are the Almighty God. You are our, oh God. And we praise you. I'm going to praise you for this. I don't normally admit something like this, but I'm going to praise you for this, God. I'm going to praise you because I'm sorry. I want to draw you closer to me. Help me not to be selfish with you. Help me to be selfless because I want to draw you closer to me. I want to draw you and I want to be drawn closer to you. And I need to understand that you have put me in this place so that I can share my relationship with you, with others, so that I can share my relationship, how I got there, how I got into this place with you, into this deep, glorious, wonderful place with you, God. I thank you, Holy One, in the precious name of Jesus, for my relationship with you because I didn't do it, you did it. I didn't do it, you did it. I thank you for even how my leader, Dr. Hunt, was talking to me yesterday and praising me for my steadfastness, praising me for my faithfulness, praising me for my consistency and undergirding and strengthening him. But God, all while he was doing it, I was saying, not me, Lord, you. I give you the glory. Dr. Hunt was trying to give me glory, God, but I was giving it to you as fast as he was giving it to me. And that's what we have to learn how to do. We have to learn to give you the glory as fast as somebody tries to give it to us. Because I know that if it wasn't for you, I couldn't do any of it. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be at my post. If it wasn't for you, I couldn't help Dr. Hunt. If it wasn't for you, I couldn't pray for him. If it wasn't for you, I couldn't fast with him. If it wasn't for you, Holy One, hallelujah. Oh, God. So as fast as he was giving me the praise, I was giving it to you. As fast as he was, oh, God, and I thank you that he thinks so well of me, that my leader thinks so well of me, God. You did it. You caused me to be right where he needs me to be, when he needs me to be there, how he needs me to be there. You caused me to do that thing that he needs me to do. You caused me to give. Oh, yeah, I give exceedingly abundantly above all that my leader could ask or imagine. And every time he receives from me, it's always something bigger than he asked for. It's always more. When he asks for this, I give double. I give double. I give double. I give double of what he asked for, God. Now, I don't do that in this ministry. Very seldom do I ask people to give to me, God. I rely upon the Holy Ghost. I like what Dr. Mike Murdoch says. I much prefer for the Holy Ghost, for God to write my check than for me to tell people what to give. I much prefer for God to write my check because he knows what I'm doing. People don't know what I'm doing, God, but you know what I do for you. So I much prefer for you to write my check than for me to tell people what to give. But my leader does it differently. He says, send this, send this, send this. I send double what he asked for. Double. Hallelujah. And it amazes him. It amazes him because he's got people all around him that have buku people in their churches, but they don't sin like I sin. It amazes him. It amazes him. And he has not asked me yet, how do I do it? But I give you the glory, Holy One. I give you the glory because you put the wealth into my hands. You put the souls into my hands. You put the monies into my hands. You put the properties into my hands. You put the wisdom into my hands. You put the knowledge into my hands. You put it into me. You put it into me. Not me, not me, not me. It's you, it's you, it's you, it's all you. Everything is you. Hallelujah. And you make me look so good. You make me look so good. I praise you today. I desire, Holy One, that you teach all these that are connected to me in any kind of way, those that are bound to me, those that know they are bound to me, those that want to be bound to me, those that want to follow me, that you teach them, God, what you have taught me, how to let you make them look so good to their leader. How you make them look so, oh God, I know. You've shown it to me, God. See, when I was in the world, when I wasn't following you, the people, you know, God, there were leaders that they didn't really want me, even when I was a little child, God, and they were picking people to be on their side. They would never pick me. I was always one of the last. But you said the last shall be the first. And I thank you that now, God, now when people have a choice of whether they want me to be on their side, they pick me first. Because you do it. Because you make it happen. Because you show the value of me to people. You said, I will show the people who I, Jesus, am and who you, Pastor Bailey, are through me. You do it, God. All this that has been done over these last 10, 12, 13, 14 years, You have done it. And I give you the glory today. In these 7 days of praise, I praise you, for you have given me the victory. You give me the victory. You give me the spoils. You take me into the enemy's camp. You cause the spoils to be there for me to pick up. You cause me not even to miss the spoils. You cause me to pick up everything that's on the table, everything that the enemy has tried to take. Everything comes back to me. You give me glory. You give me honor. You honor me. You raise me up. You put me in front of great men. You do this thing, Holy One. I could never do it. Hallelujah. And none of these could do it. You must do it for us, God. And we praise you today. Now, we were teaching out of 2 Chronicles, and yesterday I said 2 Corinthians, forgive me. We were teaching out of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, teaching what happens when you praise God, how to praise God. And that's what we've been doing over these last 4 or 5 days, learning by the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is guiding. This is not Pastor Bailey trying to figure out what she should be doing to teach us, myself included, how to praise God. This is not me. This is the Holy Ghost. This is your Holy Ghost. If you be saved, you have the Holy Ghost in you. And this is your Holy Ghost who is showing you how to praise Jesus. For that is what the Holy Ghost does. He points the way to Jesus. So we are looking at 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and how we talked about how the prophet told Jehoshaphat, tomorrow, march down against them. You know that is such a mighty word. Now, it takes courage to come against the enemy. Yes, it does. It takes courage to go into those places where your natural mind wants to tell you you can't win. It takes courage to tell your flesh to sit down and shut up. We're not doing it that way. We're going to do it the way the Holy Ghost is telling us to do it. It takes courage to follow me, the leader, because I promise you, I go and am going into places that most people would not tread. It takes courage to do what God tells you to do with your money. It takes courage to give the way God tells you to give. It takes courage. Hallelujah. But the word of God comes, he says, in Joshua. He told Joshua, didn't he? Be strong and very courageous. Now, again, you're not fighting the battle. God is doing it. But you still have to be strong and very courageous. You still have to be strong. And how do you get strong and very courageous? Well, you meditate on God's word day and night. And you, hallelujah, cover yourself with his word. God has even given me a vision of how I drown in his word. You drown in his word. You listen to his word. Do you know God had me play yesterday's praise tape 4 or 5 times during the day? He told me in the morning, play that tape, replay that tape all day long. He told me. I bet he told some of you to listen to it again. Did you do it? See, to be strong in God and to be able to go against the enemy, you got to obey the wisdom of God. And so when God told me to do it, I did it because I didn't know what was going to happen. I don't know what's needed for me to be able to praise God, but he said, do this. So I did it. I made time to do it. I had other things I wanted to do, but I made time to do it because I make God's word a priority in my life. And as I prioritize God, he prioritizes me. Hallelujah. And so you have to be strong, and you get strong by the word, by hearing the word, by meditating on the word. You know, I used to be affiliated with a company. I won't mention their name. Yes, I will. Amway. I used to be affiliated with Amway, and they have a host of tapes that they encourage their people to listen to all day about how to sell this and how to get this kind of self-esteem and how to approach people and how to build yourself up and how to do this and how to do this. And I marveled because many of these people were believers, but I saw that they were listening more to Amway tapes than they were to the Word of God, and I knew that was not the place for me. They were listening more, meditating more on Amway tapes than they were on the Word of God. I marveled at that. And I thought to myself, now this was years ago, maybe 10, 11, 12 years ago. I thought to myself, well, if you can put that kind of time into listening to secular stuff, stuff that's going to dealing with mostly making you rich, why can't you put that time toward meditating on God's Word? But see, oh God, I thank you that you changed me. See, I give him praise because he came and got me out of that thing. He came and got me out of that. I'm sure they do a lot of good for people, but he came and got me out of it. Hallelujah. And so he strengthened my mind with his Word, not with Amway. He strengthened my mind with his Word. And so when he says, march down against them, I can do that. When he tells me to march down against the enemy, I can do it. Still knowing that God is fighting for me. It's not me fighting for me. It's God fighting for me. But I've got to march down. I've got to go to the place where the battle is. I've got to lead you and all of the people to the place where the fight is so we can get the spoils that God wants to give to us on a silver platter. I praise you, Holy One, that I march down against the enemy to get the spoils that you give to me and all of these on a silver platter. We give you glory today, Holy One. We glorify you, for we receive, we receive, we receive from you today, because we are facing our fears. We are marching against the enemy. We are singing and praising, and you are setting ambushments against our enemies, and you have released, you have released, you have released unto us, and we receive, we receive, we receive now in Jesus' name. I receive, and all these receive, and we will continue to praise you from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Hallelujah! The Lord shall be praised. We praise you today, God. We praise you today, and we will praise you tomorrow. We will be here for the last day, the seventh day of praise. And we will praise you tomorrow. Glory to God. We praise you. And I bless every single person that has come to join us today, God, that this praise stays with them, God, all day and all night, that they wake up with an expectation of the praise in the morning, that they get on the phone, that they talk to people, that they draw each one, bring one, each one, bring one, each one, bring one, that, oh, you are responsible to do it before God. You are his living witness. You are his living witness. You are responsible to do it. Hallelujah. I thank you, Holy One, for this half an hour of praise. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.